What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. I know it's been a while since I uploaded something. I know they've been very spaced out, and of course, that's not good if you want to stay within the algorithms, within the algorithm space. But thanks for stopping by if you are listening, whether it be Google, Spotify, Apple, whatever. If you guys are listening though on Apple, do me a favor and rate it 5 stars, because that also helps it move through the algorithm. I posted a while back, maybe a few weeks ago, that I was gonna record today's episode. It's gonna be kind of a downer, if I'm being honest. It's going to be a downer basically because of the subject matter. It's just something that came to mind a few weeks back when I posted the picture of it on my Instagram. You guys can follow me on my Instagram if you want. It's I don't even know my damn Instagram name, dude. It's J_plays_games. J plays games. Because obviously that's what I do. It's pretty much what I always do. Which is probably another reason why I'm doing this particular episode. I don't really know this if I don't know if depressed is the right word, because I don't think I'm depressed. It's just I'm coming to a realization about something, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what I need to do about it. Long story short, you know, I'm broke. I don't have any money. And I know it sounds like, you know, yes, there's a lot of people like that, but it's not just the fact that I don't have any money, but it's the fact that I'm starting to realize that money is all that matters. Now, I know, you know, of course, there are other things that are, you know, that bring substantial value to the world, like people and culture and music and, you know, other things that, you know, people might be interested in, religion. But honestly, none of that shit doesn't fucking matter. And I know it sounds weird to say that, but one thing's for sure, that if you live in this country, or pretty much anywhere for that matter, but I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I would say especially here in America. Money's all that matters, and when you don't have none, you might as well be dead. I know that's a kind of a weird thing to fucking say, but I've been alive for a long time, and money was something that was never important to me. Money was something I never cared to really have. Not saying that, you know, I wouldn't like to have currency to be able to do the things I want to do or do the things I need to take care of. It just was never a priority in my head. That it was just something you gotta chase for. Like when we live in a world where everybody's always trying to get to the bag. And I had to be honest about myself. I never was that type of person. Never cared about chasing a bag. And what I mean by that is, as long as I made some money, I was okay. I'm not the type of person that once I get one bag, I'm looking for a bag somewhere else. And then once I get that bag, I'm looking for another bag somewhere else. I wasn't raised like that. But because I wasn't raised like that, that's why my dad is also broke and begs for money from everybody, including me. Religious people are the most broke people on the planet. And I realize it's the only thing you can hold on to when you don't have any fucking money. When you don't have any money, you say things like God will protect you. God will take care of you. And that, you know, he'll find a way. But I do feel like a lot of those people are only saying that to try to block out the fact that they don't have any money. And I don't know if any of those things matter. And I know, you know, I've been taught, and lots of people have been taught, that money is, of course, the root of evil. And it definitely is. But if everybody had money, it wouldn't be such a bad thing. It wouldn't be the root of evil if everybody had some. It's only the root of evil because people who don't have it do things to get it. And most of those things are bad things. And then there's people who do have it and they want to have all of it. You know, the greedy people. Well, I guess I am saying that it is evil, isn't it? But, I mean, what are you going to do without it? There's no currency. You're nothing, basically. And now, you know, here I stand, husband, father, 3 kids, and I don't have any fucking money. And I'm not getting any younger. And my kids are getting older. And I don't have money for college for none of them. I only have my life insurance, a little bit in the 401k, a little pension plan. But it's not enough to sustain anything. I mean, I think they'll do all right with it, but when it comes to the day-to-day, I don't have any money. And I realize that I've been wasting my life away not making any money and doing everything else but trying to make money. Which I realize now was a huge mistake. I mean, money brings everything that you want. I mean, people like to, you know, pretend that it doesn't, you know, the holy rollers, but really, it does. In a lot of ways. You can look on any Instagram or Twitter account and you realize that all the rich people are always sending out positive energy. I'm sending y'all positive energy. I want y'all to have a productive day. Well, it's easy to say that when you're fucking rich. You know, all the rich people, from Kevin Hart to Charlamagne to everybody else that I kind of like to watch, they love sending positive energy out. But when you're sending positive energy out to a bunch of broke people, who gives a fuck about your energy? I don't. Now, I'm not one of these Democrat motherfuckers that think that the government needs to give me more money. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not one of them. I'm not looking for some president to drop a miracle in an envelope for me. I've never played a scratch off in my life, and I probably never will. So don't lump me in with those people. But what I am saying is I wish I had more money. I just wish I knew how to get it. And I fucking don't. Have a lot of skills that kind of went to the wayside because I was never raised to believe that I could be somebody special. Yeah, sure, I can draw. I can make videos. Apparently, I'm entertaining to talk to. It's the reason why I'm doing this podcast. But in reality, I don't feel like it's going to go anywhere, if I'm being honest with myself. If I just figured out a way where I could make some money, I think everything would be a lot better for me. And I really just don't know what to do. I just wish I was like everyone else. And, you know, wanted to get a bag. Like, yo, you gotta get a bag. Can't sleep. Gotta get that money. I just wish I had that mentality. If I did, I probably would have a house by now. But because I don't have that mentality, I pretty much wasted a lot of my life fucking around. And I'm trying to play catch up. You know, a lot has happened in my relationship this year that fucking sucked, but I'm not going to get into it. But I have this weird feeling that if I had money, even if everything sucked, my relationship wouldn't be as bad as it is, or as it was. I know we're trying to patch it up now, but it wouldn't be as bad as it was if I just had some money. You know? No, if a woman is, you know, giving you grief or giving you slack, a lot of those things can be, you know, eliminated just with a couple of dollars. You know? Wife giving you too much problem, throw a couple thousand dollars, she shut the fuck up. You get treated a little better in the world, you know? I walk into a restaurant or a jewelry store or a clothing store, they don't even look at me twice. I pull up to a fancy restaurant and my car gets put in the back. You know? But, you know, if I had, you know, some Gucci shoes on, they might, you know, actually say, hey, can I help you, sir? You need any help? You know how many times I went to a jewelry store and I got ignored? And the sad part is I actually bought something out the store. But, you know, if I looked like I had money, that wouldn't be the case. I probably would be able to get, you know, quick service in a restaurant if I pulled up in a, you know, a Mercedes. But I don't have a Mercedes. You know, I'll probably have a better sex life with my wife if she didn't have to go to work and she can just stay home and be wet and I made her a bunch of money and put it in her bank account. I mean, we do our thing, but to put in perspective, without getting too much stuff out because we already know what happened, I think the most excited my wife has ever been for me, I actually told her this before in an argument, but it still holds true. The most excited she's ever been for me is when we go on vacation. Because I have money. We're not home in our regular boring house. And we're overlooking some palm trees somewhere. And that always gets her excited. Yeah, I'm depressed. I don't really know what to do. My job isn't working for me, and I really don't know how to get out of it. And I do this podcast in hopes of maybe something to jump off from here. I do my YouTube because it's actually fun. It's something I actually really enjoy doing, but hopefully, you know, something jumps off there. But you'd be fooling yourself if you think money's not all that matters. And I'm just starting to realize you know, that's all that matters. So many things would be different for me if I just had some more money. And I just wish I knew how to go about getting there. How to go about, you know, getting that financial freedom that Jay-Z talked about. I'm trying to find it, but I really don't know where to start looking. Besides, you know, a job, but I'm starting to realize that having a job is fucking, it's not going to get you there. The fucked up part about money, though, is you got to even have a lot of money to even start making it. And that's the fucked up part. To even start making a lot of money, you got to already have a lot. Say I wanted to walk off my job and start a business. I got to have a budget. Got to have an LLC. I got to have, you know, insurance and all these other things. Like, you know, right now, you know, I'm a vendor. If I wanted to do my own vending company, I got to go buy a route, which costs anywhere from $100,000 to $1 million. Who has that? If I want to do anything, any other business, if I want to start anything, you got to already have money. If I want to play in the stock market to see, hey, maybe I can throw a couple of dollars in some stocks and profit off of that. Well, you need money to put in the stock market. You can't put 50 bucks in there. You got to have more than that to really play in those fields. You got to put a couple hundred in there. And I have a couple hundred, but I can't risk that. If you want to start a record label, if you want to start anything, you want to open a restaurant, you got to already have money to get it. So it's almost like you got to have experience to get a job, but you got to have a job to get experience. It's like, if you want to make money, you got to have money. But to have money, you got to make money. But how? Because a job won't get me there. And so that's what I've been torn about for a while now. Like, I need to make more money to secure my family, but I already got to have it. And I'm like, well, how do I get it? How do you already have money and then make more? Like, that's how? After I pay the bills, put gas in the car, get groceries, pay for child care, I don't have nothing left. There's nothing left. So it's like, how do you get off of that hamster wheel to actually make money when you, I don't know. I don't see it happening. I don't see, you know, and we all know how the good old US of A has gotten their money. And I don't know, you know, if I can do anything like that. I can't go rob or steal or kill from people or kill people to get money. I can't go sell drugs. I mean, Dame Dash talked a lot about being a boss and putting your own money up, but I don't think I have it in me to go sell drugs. Because how else can you start a record label if you don't have a job and you're not working, you know, a 9-to-5, but you came up with $100,000? You know, like, I don't have it in me to go sell drugs to people. I ain't no hustling nigga. That's not me. And with my life schedule, it'll be impossible for me to work two jobs. It's literally impossible. So, like, am I just stuck on a hamster wheel of being broke? I would love to go get to other bags, but how? When you work from 2 a.m, 3 a.m. sometimes, to 2 p.m, you got to get your kids from daycare. And you got to, you know, take care of them. And then, like, where's their room for going to clock in somewhere else? I don't know. Yeah, This is, I don't know, dude. I just wish there was something I can do about this. But nothing else matters in this world but money. And when you don't have it, you're basically, you know, fucked. I tried the religion. I tried everything, you know, to make me feel better about it. But I don't know. I just think if I just had a little wiggle room in this world, I'd be all right. But it feels like I just don't have any. So I sit here and I just, you know, wait till Friday to come. Like 90% of Americans. Just so by the time Friday at 12:30 get here, all your money's gone now. You gotta wait till next Friday to do it all over again. There's so many things I want to do for my family that I'm afraid I'm never going to be able to do. So many places I want to take them, but I'm afraid I'll never be able to take them there. There's so many things I want to do for my wife, and I don't think I'll ever be able to make those dreams come true because I'm fucking broke. I'm sorry this is like mad depressing if anybody's even listening to this, but that's kind of where I'm at right now. At least when it comes to just my inner thoughts, because, you know, this podcast is just about my inner thoughts, basically. On the day-to-day, I'm pretty much okay. Like, I'm good. You know, I see my kids, wifey, play some video games. If you haven't, you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's JFE. Just search it's J.F.E. Or you can just put it's JFE. It should come right up. Like even this podcast, like even when I put ads on it, you know how many people gotta listen to it before it actually generates some kind of income? You know? Not that, you know, it probably won't go anywhere, but you know, like, you know how many people need to listen to this shit? Like, I need thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people to listen to this to even generate a couple dollars. Yeah. And I almost feel like the universe knows that I need money, because every time I turn around, Google's sending me some fucking ads on my YouTube about, hey, you want to start this online program where you make millions of dollars fast? All that scam shit. It's like it's just teasing me, you know? Like, motherfucker, I know I don't have any money. You don't have to rub it in my fucking face. And I know I got a support system. I got people that, you know, that'll hook me up and help me. But I've always been, you know, always wanted to do it alone. Always thought I could do it alone. And I guess that's what I've been trying to do all this time. Do it by myself. Which ain't really been working. Oh, man. This podcast sucks. I'm freaking probably boring everybody talking about this sad shit. Or you guys are probably at work getting your money like you should. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I don't really know what else to say about this because I don't want to drag this on for an hour. So I'll try to not make the next podcast so far apart. You know, once I figure out what I want to talk about, I'm going to try to jump on it and just speak on it. Another episode before this called Manskinlinity. Not masculinity, manskinlinity. That's kind of hard to say, but it's about some man shit. It's a pretty good one. It's a pretty good episode. I'm only saying it because I noticed a lot of people didn't watch that one. So y'all can go check that one out as well. Other than that, guys, thanks for listening to me talk. Thanks for the people who stuck around and continue to continue to listen to the podcast. I really do appreciate seeing listeners listening, even if it's just a couple of you guys. I appreciate it. But anyway, that's all for me. You know what it is, man. It's me sitting here blabbing and running my mouth like I always do. But what did you expect? This has been the Soliloquy Podcast. Thanks for listening.